بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are looking at the issue of learning, and yesterday I told you how the opportunity to learn is universal and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to all human beings, and also that the capacity to learn, the way of that capability also, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to all human beings equally. Then we come to the ability to learn. So in this quote which I mentioned to you yesterday, the quote goes, the capacity to learn is a gift, the ability to learn is a skill, the willingness to learn is a choice. And I added to that, the opportunity to learn is universal. So now we looked at the opportunity to learn, because that's where we began from, because that's the framework, that's the landscape, that's the platform. And then we said that the capacity to learn is a gift, because Allah gives it to everybody, no matter who that person is, rich or poor, black or white, man or woman. No matter where you live, north or south, east or west, everyone has the capacity to learn, and this is a gift from our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. The second part of the quote is, the ability to learn is a skill. Now, this is something that we need to be very clear in our minds about, and this is where you find that now when you look at different individuals, as well as when we look at different groups of people, you find some are more advanced in learning than others. And that is because the ability to learn is a skill. Those who practice the skill, those who make the effort, learn more than those who do not make the effort. The best evidence of this is, if you look at, for example, the history of a single group or single nation, you will find, and I'm looking at the history from a learning perspective, you will find that at different times in their history, this group of people demonstrated different levels of learning. There were times in their history where they were absolutely at the forefront of the boundaries, caravan of knowledge, and they were pushing back the boundaries of what was known. They were discovering things, they were inventing things, they were naming things which had never been named before, because those things that were not known, and they discovered them, so they had the honor of naming them, and so on. And then you find another part of their history where these people are now the the dregs of the coffee, so to speak. They are lagging way behind. They never publish anything worthwhile. They never discover anything worthwhile. They are followers. They are not leaders. So you might say, well, you know what? How did that happen? These were people who were way ahead of everyone at one point in time. Now they are dragging behind. How did that happen? It happened because the ability to learn is a skill. Any skill is only as good as it is practiced. Right? In my childhood and youth, I used to ride horseback every single day. Monday was my, within quotes, worst day, because Monday, the riding club in Hyderabad was, that was their weekly holiday. So I would be, moping around. But every single day, any time there was a horse, I would be on the back of that horse. And alhamdulillah, I had such a beautiful seat. I could ride bareback. I could ride without reins. I could still control the horse. It was like I was, fixed to the back of the horse with super glue. I have not tried riding now for, a couple of decades, I think. And I don't know what will be my fate if I get onto a horse. I wouldn't have forgotten riding because this is a body memory, muscle memory. But I would definitely not try the kinds of things that I used to completely do without a thought in my youth. And that's nothing to do with the fact that I am now three times the age I was then. But it has to do with the fact that I haven't ridden for a long time. My skill is now very, very rusty, right? Now, this is the issue with skills. And that is why we say the ability to learn is a skill, which means that this skill has to be continuously practiced. The skill has to be kept in shape, like any skill. Take any skill whatsoever. Well, I just gave you an example of horseback riding, but it can be absolutely any skill. Take any language, for example, because learning that again is a very, very good example of how the ability to learn is a skill. Because languages which are not practiced, we tend to lose them. When you practice the language, when you speak the language with fluency, that happens for one reason, because you speak that language continuously. The more you speak that language, the more fluent you become in that language. But if you leave that language, if you now live in a place where you don't need to practice, you don't need to speak that language, unless you make a special effort to speak it, meaning that you look for somebody, and today, of course, that's not so difficult because given the internet, you will always find someone who speaks. But unless you do that, unless you take the trouble to, you know, watch or listen to radio or TV programs in that language, read the newspaper in that language, read books in that language, converse with people in that language, you lose that language. So also with anything else, I mean, I think these examples are enough. You can think of your own. Any skill that is unused gets rusty and eventually disappears. May not disappear completely, as in somebody who never had it, but you know, you get pretty close to that. I mean, the fact that you will have to get into that thing of, you know, talking about that once upon a time this is what used to be. Now, that is why the ability to learn is a skill. That is the reason why we must continuously learn. One of the best ways of doing that is to read. And then to ask yourself the same question which I mentioned earlier: what did you learn? What did I learn? I also recommend documenting this, writing it down. I'm a great believer in the power of documentation. I document everything. Whatever I say, whatever I speak, whatever I learn, I always write it down. And I have found enormous benefit from this. Alhamdulillah, enormous benefit from this. For example, Juma, I take Friday sermons, like every other, imam or khatib in the world who does a Friday sermon, Friday Juma khutbah, I also do it. But I write my khutbah down. Every single khutbah of mine is written down. Not that I read it when I go. I mean, I do take my notes with me. I do take the notes because I like to take help from the notes. I keep glancing at the notes from time to time to ensure that I'm staying on track. But I don't read out the notes, and I don't need to read out the notes because they are my notes. I know what I wrote in them. But the benefit of that is that, alhamdulillah, because I write those khutbahs down, every 52 khutbahs, I can publish, and I do publish a book of Juma khutab. Alhamdulillah, we have 5 books now. 6th book is on the way. This is each year. So now we are talking about 5 years. 6th year is on the way. And these books now, you know, people are using them for training of khatibs in South Africa and in a couple of other countries. The point is that all of this happens because of documentation. So you ask yourself, what did I learn? And keep that ability to learn, the skill, right? The skill of learning, which is the ability to learn is a skill. Keep that skill alive. Keep that skill going. Keep that skill alive. Because that is the key to success. When we stop learning, we block our own success. It's like saying, if I stop breathing, I will die. Just like that. If you stop learning, intellectually, mentally, in your heart, you will die. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to remain lifelong, enthusiastic, joyful learners, and give us the ability to learn from every Allah gave us the ability, but may Allah give us the enthusiasm and the commitment to keep that skill honed and sharp the whole time. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.